That was the Gene Ossendorf Band with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It is now 7 o'clock at KASM, and it is 88 degrees. It is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show tonight being brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty bringing us our Dick Putt Show, along with Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, helping us out with the Dick Putt Show tonight, along with West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur over in St. Martin, the Wood Shop of Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond and Promotional Resources Incorporated. They bring us our Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. All right, we got a busy show for you this evening. Along with the scores and highlights, we'll announce our next game of the week. So that'll be announced here tonight on KASM Radio, where we're going next weekend for Game of the Week. And we've got some tournament games. We're going to bring you results from some tournament games. There were three different tournaments going on that I was aware of this weekend, and I'll bring you the scores from those tournament games as well. All right, let's dig into some Sauk Valley League scores and highlights. In the Sauk Valley League on Saturday, it was St. Joe traveling to Clear Lake, and St. Joseph defeats Clear Lake in 11 innings by a score of 5-4. Five runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors for St. Joseph. Four runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. On the mound for St. Joe, Blake Kilinowski starts the ball game, relieved by Charlie Atkinson. Charlie comes in the fifth inning. He'll get the win. And for Clear Lake, Blake Brown starts, relieved by Matt Cordy in the eighth. Blake Brown entered the game again in the ninth. He took the loss for Clear Lake. Some hitting highlights for St. Joe on Saturday. Lucas Tyson was 2-for-4 with the double. Joey Atkinson, 2-for-5 with the double. Ben Alvord was 2-for-6, and Andrew Rott had a triple for St. Joseph. And for Clear Lake, Caleb Lentz, 2-for-6. Jordan Golombecki was 2-for-4, and Blake Brown 2-for-5. So a final on Saturday had St. Joe defeating Clear Lake in 11 innings, 5-4. Game that just got over, it was Clear Lake traveling to take on the Albertville Anglers, and Clear Lake defeats Albertville by a score of 9-6 in that ball game. So 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. 6 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for the Albertville Anglers. That's all I've got on that ball game right now. But another win for Clear Lake as they defeat Albertville by a score of 9-6. In the Victory League, and we had some Victory League games going on this weekend. Let's take a look at some of those scores and highlights from the Victory League. On Saturday, Nisswa was at Buckman, and Buckman defeated Nisswa by a score of 4-1. This was a matchup between the Class C state championship teams of last year. Of course, Nisswa, the defending Class C champion. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Buckman. 1 run, 9 hits, and no errors for Nisswa. Matt Totkus starts and picks up the win for Buckman. Ben Boma comes in the seventh inning. He got the save for Buckman. Nate Duchesne starts and takes the loss, relayed by Carter Docks. He comes in the seventh inning for Nisswa. Lane Gertz had 2 hits with an RBI for Buckman. Ben Thoma had a two-run homer in the sixth inning, and that home run broke a 1-1 tie. For Nisswa, Nicholas Nelson, three hits on the day, and Tyler Whitwer had a double. So final on Saturday, it had Buckman defeating Nisswa by a score of 4-1. Also on Saturday, we had Swanville at St. Wendell in the Victory League, and St. Wendell defeats Swanville by a score of 5-2. Five runs, six hits, no errors for St. Wendell. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Swanville. Pete Schumer starts on the mound. He'll pick up the win for St. Wendell. Jake Ethan comes in the eighth inning. He'll get the save. For Swanville, Levi Beastman pitches a complete game, taking the loss. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell on Saturday. Pete Schumer had two hits. Austin Dickman, a two-run homer in the fifth inning. And Tanner Tomczak had a solo home run in the fifth inning. His first amateur home run for St. Wendell, Tanner Tomczak. For Swanville, Hudson Pung doubled in a run, and Preston Pung singled in a run. So a final, again on Saturday, had St. Wendell defeating Swanville 5-2. Some ball games from today. The Piers Bulldogs were at St. Wendell this afternoon, and this ball game goes seven innings with St. Wendell winning 28-3. Now, just keep listening to the entire Dick Putz Show, because that is not the only 28 that will show up today. 28 runs, 22 hits, and two errors for St. Wendell. Three runs, eight hits, six errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Rolando Ramos was the winning pitcher for St. Wendell today. Keegan Frisbee taking the loss for the Piers Bulldogs. Some hitting highlights in this ball game. Tanner Tomczak with four hits, five RBIs. Austin Dickman and Tyler Halls all homered. Again, I've got St. Wendell defeating the Piers Bulldogs today by a score of 28-3 in seven innings. Wow. Randall at Fort Ripley this afternoon. Fort Ripley defeats Randall by a score of 7-4. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors for Fort Ripley. Four runs, six hits, three errors for Randall. Adam Jensen starts on the mound and picks up the win for Fort Ripley today. Jack Schaefer comes in the sixth inning. Max Buren in the sixth inning earns the save for Fort Ripley. Travis Wenzel starts and takes the loss, with Tucker Vetch coming in the seventh inning for Randall. Some hitting highlights for Fort Ripley today. Seth Locks had three hits, including a double, and Tom Fairbanks had three hits, including a triple. Kyer Petrzak and Nathan Benning with two hits each for Randall, as it was Fort Ripley over Randall this afternoon, 7-4. Nisswa, they were hosting Uppsala this afternoon, and Nisswa defeats Uppsala by a score of 7-1. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors for Nisswa. One run, three hits, and an error for Uppsala. Sam Jensen will start on the mound today for Nisswa. He gets the win. Nicholas Nelson comes in the ninth inning for Nisswa. Levi Lampert will start and take the loss for Uppsala, Jeremy Mugg in the sixth inning. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa today. Nick Kataska, he had three hits, including a double. Gates Cook, two hits and a double. Cody Rudelsi, he had a double with three RBIs. Nicholas Nelson with a double, and Aaron Jenkins had two hits. For Uppsala, Justin Cheon, Brock Cheon, Jeremy Mugg all had singles, as it was Nisswa defeating Uppsala this afternoon in Victory League action, 7-1. That's what I have for you from the Sauk Valley Leagues and Victory Leagues tonight. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll get highlights from the County Line League and Central Valley League right after these messages.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiters are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Innovative technology, the leader in our community. Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show since the beginning of time.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the County Line League on Friday night. Norway Lake Sunbird traveled over to Painesville, taking on the Pirates. In Painesville, they squeaked out a 1-0 victory over Norway Lake Sunbird on Friday night. One run, nine hits, no errors for Painesville. No runs, seven hits, no errors for Norway Lake Sunbird. Luke Johnson on the mound for Painesville. Starts the ball game, relieved by Bennett Evans in the ninth inning. Bennett will get the victory, and the catcher, Griffin Bjerke. For Norway Lake Sunbird, Weston Jurdy will take the loss for Norway Lake Sunbird. Jared Cortez is catcher. Highlights for Painesville, Drew Tangen was 2-for-4 in the ball game. Grady Fuchs was 2-for-3, and Garrett Lusink, 3-for-4. Garrett had a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, a walk-off home run for Garrett for the Pirates. And for Norway Lake Sunbird, Aaron Ziemer was 2-for-4. So a final on Friday night had Painesville defeating Norway Lake Sunbird by a score of 1-0. Saturday night, our Chasm game of the week, we were in Painesville, where Painesville hosted Regal on Saturday night. A good ball game. Regal defeats Painesville by a score of 7-4. Seven runs, nine hits, two errors for Regal, four runs, 11 hits, one error for Painesville. Brandon Wadle on the mound for Regal. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Grant Paffrath in the ninth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Painesville, Bennett Evans starts, relieved by Griffin Bierke in the sixth. He'll take the loss. Grant Fuchs in the ninth, and the catcher, Griffin Bierke and Drew Tangen. Some hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday night. Luke Knutson, 2-for-5 with a couple RBIs. Nathan Meyer was 2-for-4, and Jordan Wozmik, 2-for-3. For Painesville, Tanner Stanley, 3-for-5 with a double. Grant Fuchs was 3-for-5 with a double. Grady Fuchs, 2-for-5, and Griffin Bierke had a double. A final on Saturday night in the Chasm Game of the Week. It was Regal 7, Painesville 4. Let's move on over to the Central Valley League. On Saturday in the Central Valley League, Pearl Lake made the trip over to Kimball, taking on the Express, and Kimball defeats Pearl Lake in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Kimball. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. Zach Wallner will start on the mound for Kimball on Saturday. He picks up the win, relieved by Skylar Gruba in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Pearl Lake, Nolan Notch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the 4th, Nick Schmidt in the 5th, Adam Brown in the 7th, and the catcher, Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday, Matt Friesen, 3-for-5 with a double. Scott Marquardt was 2-for-2. Cade Marquardt, big day, 4-for-5. He had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. And Zach Wallner with a double. For Pearl Lake, Cole Klopaki was 1-for-1. Adam Brown, 1-for-3, the only 2 hits for Pearl Lake, as Kimball defeats Pearl Lake in 7 innings on Saturday, 10-0. Sunday games in the Central Valley League, Watkins over at Luxembourg this afternoon, and in 8 innings, Watkins defeats Luxembourg by a score of 12-0. 12 runs, 17 hits, no errors for Watkins, no runs, 3 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. Matt Geislinger on the mound will pick up the win today for Watkins, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the 7th, and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Stang in the 6th, Connor Clark in the 7th, Brady Kenning in the 8th, and the catcher, Will Bachman. Highlights for Watkins today, Dan Berg, 2-for-6, Kevin Kramer, 4-for-5 for the Clippers, Brendan Ashton, 2-for-5 with a double, Carter Block was 3-for-4, and Carson Geislinger, 2-for-4 with a double. For Luxembourg this afternoon, Luke Harn, 2-for-4. So a final in 8 innings had Watkins defeating Luxembourg 12-0. Pearl Lake over in St. Nick this afternoon, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Nick by a score of 8-5. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for St. Nick. Chance Berger will get the start on the mound today for Pearl Lake. Gives way to Mitch Winicky in the 4th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Colton Pruth. For St. Nick, Nick Howen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Lincoln in the 5th, and the catcher was Tanner Roush. Some hitting highlights for Pearl Lake this afternoon. Cole Klopaki, 2-for-3. Devin Waldorf was 2-for-5. Andrew Schmidt, 2-for-5. And Adam Braun, he had a triple and 2 RBIs. For St. Nick, Alex Fehrenbacher, 2-for-5 with a double. Tanner Anderson was 2-for-3 this afternoon. And Tyson Willenbring had a double and an RBI. So a final this afternoon from St. Nick. It was Pearl Lake 8, St. Nick 5. Eden Valley over in St. Augusta this afternoon, and St. Augusta defeats Eden Valley by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Eden Valley, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. Travis Laudenbach, he'll get the start today for St. Augusta, relieved by Mitch Kurth in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Adam Guast. For Eden Valley, Ben Aaron starts, relieved by Connor Holthouse in the 6th. Connor will take the loss. Austin Berg comes in the 7th inning, and the catcher was Matt Unterberger. Some hitting highlights for St. Augusta today. Nate Guast was 2-for-3 with a double, and James Anderson and Carter Bufica each had 2 hits. For Eden Valley, David Penneritz was 2-for-3, Steve Penneritz and Jackson Geislinger each with doubles. So a final this afternoon from St. Augusta. St. Augusta 8, Eden Valley 3. Another break coming up here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon. For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating, Joe Byer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Kamphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at Stearns County League scores and highlights. Games played this weekend on Friday night over in the Stearns County Classic, Lake Henry and St. Martin. They played a league game on Friday night at St. Martin. It was St. Martin defeating Lake Henry by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Martins, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Scott Leeser will pick up the win as he starts the ball game, relieved by Ryan Morse in the seventh inning and the catcher Brian Schlungen. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trent Wentland in the fourth, and Shane Campson, the catcher. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night. Scott Leeser, 2-for-3. He had 2 doubles. Nolan Reeder, Kyle Leeser, and Tanner Arsenault all had doubles for the Martins. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel was 2-for-4, and Shane Campson, 2-for-4 with a double. So final on Friday night had St. Martin defeating Lake Henry 8-2. Numinic at Farming on Saturday, and in 8 innings, Numinic defeats Farming by a score of 17-6. 17 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Numinic. 6 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Farming. Jim Toole starts the ball game for Numinic, relieved by Will Funk in the 8th inning, and the catcher Carter Schiffler. For Farming, Blake Winkle starts, taking the loss, relieved by Taylor Perret in the 4th, Tyler Schrader in the fifth, and the catcher, Adam Winkles. Some hitting highlights for New Munich on Saturday. It was Will Funk, a big night, 4-for-6 with a double and a 3-run homer in the fifth. Carter Beer was 3-for-6 with a double, and Caden Sand, 2-for-4 with a double. For farming, Tyler Schrader was 2-for-4. Adam Winkles, 1-for-3. Adam with a 2-run homer in the fourth inning, and Taylor Pere with a double. So a final on Saturday, it was New Munich 17 and Farming 6. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, we had Richmond traveling to Spring Hill today, and in 7 innings, Spring Hill defeats Richmond 11-1. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Ben Welly will start and gets a complete game victory for Spring Hill. His catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Richmond, Luke Jokela starts, taking the loss, relieved by Taylan Bragelman in the third and Austin Larson in the fifth, the catcher, Tyler Prom. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill this afternoon. Austin Schoenberg. Austin, 2-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the second inning and 3 RBIs. Owen Meyer, 2-for-3 today with a solo home run in the fifth inning, a double, and 2 RBIs. Jamie Terrace was 2-for-4, and Eric Terrace and Devin Orbeck each with doubles. For Richmond, Cole Schmitz, 2-for-3 this afternoon with a double. A final from Spring Hill had Spring Hill defeating Richmond 11-1 in 7 innings. El Rosa at Greenwald today, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Peyton Van Beck will pick up the complete game victory for El Rosa today, his catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Hoffman in the 7th, the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa today. Kevin Kiefler, 2-for-4. Blaine Fisher was 2-for-5. Jackson Peter, 3-for-5 with a double. And Derek Wiener had a double. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer. He had 1-for-4 on the day with 2 RBIs. So a final this afternoon from Greenwald. It was El Rosa 7 and Greenwald 2. And Meyer Grove at Roscoe today. This ball game goes 7 innings. It started late. Roscoe with a number of graduates, and they were graduating from Painesville today, so they started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our final this afternoon, again in 7 innings, Meyer Grove 28 and Roscoe 11. Meyer Grove 28 runs, 21 hits, and 4 errors. Roscoe 11 runs, 12 hits, and 3 errors. On the mound for Meyer Grove this afternoon, Matt Imdick will start. He'll get the win, relieved by Josh Rauke in the 4th. The catchers, Ryan Omscheid and Josh Omscheid. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Max Ottman in the 4th, Brandon Schlaper in the 5th, Dawson Hemish in the 6th, and Cody McAdams in the 7th. The catchers, Russell Leindecker and Braden Vanderbeek. Some hitting highlights for Meyer Grove this afternoon. Jordan Klopak, 4-for-6 with a double. Tyler Musho, 3-for-6 with a double. Brady Birch, 3-for-5 with a home run and 5 RBIs. Josh Omscheid had a 3-for-5 day with a double. Ryan Omscheid, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. Alex Welly, 2-for-5 with a double. And Kurt Marthaler was 2-for-5. For Roscoe, Brandon Schlaper, 3-for-4 this afternoon. Max Ottman was 2-for-4 with a double. Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-3. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-3. And Austin Pauls had a double. So final this afternoon in 7 innings from Roscoe, it was Meyer Grove, 28, and Roscoe, 11. That does it for the Stearns County League scores and highlights. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back and look at some tournament results, 3 different tournament results, and I'll have those for you when we come back after these messages.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
Dairyland Supply and Sack Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay, incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
All right, let's get back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. I had lots of tournaments over the weekend, and Avon competing in a tournament. The Avon Lakers taking on Urbank on Saturday in seven innings. It was Avon over Urbank 7-5. For Avon, Matt Pickleman starts on the mound, relieved by Elliot Allen in the third. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Jack Tyson. For Urbank, Austin Hadley starts, goes the distance, and taking the loss. For Avon, Ryan Jensen was 2-for-3 with a double. Carter Phillippe had a double, and Nathan Sand with a double for the Lakers. For Urbank, Austin Hadley, 3-for-4 with a double, and Colton Booker, 2-for-4. So final on Saturday in seven innings, it was Avon 7 and Urbank 5. Also on Saturday, the Avon Lakers taking on the Alexandria Black Sox, and Avon defeats Alexandria 2-0. Two runs, five hits, and an error for Avon. No runs, three hits, and an error for Alexandria. Jackson Henderson starts taking the picking up the win for Avon, relieved by Caleb Curry in the fourth, Carter Phillippe in the sixth, Ryan Jansen in the seventh, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. For Alexandria, Evan Kalina will go the distance. He takes the loss. He strikes out 15 Avon Lakers hitters in that 2-0 loss for Alexandria. Highlights for Avon, Logan Simmons, he was 2-for-2. Carter Phillippe and Caleb Curry each with doubles on Saturday. And the pitcher, Evan Kalina, he also had a double for Alexandria as Avon defeats Alexandria 2-0 on Saturday. The 16th annual Omen Invitational that was held this past weekend, and Sartell taking on St. Stephen on Friday night. In extra innings, it was St. Stephen with a 3-0 victory over Sartell. And then on Saturday, we had Sartell defeating St. Bonifacius 11-1. John Schumer, the winning pitcher in that ballgame. On Sunday, today, Sartell defeats Isanti, winning pitcher Grant McAthune. 2-1, Sartell with the win over Isanti today. And the championship game was between Forest Lake and Hastings today, and that was going on in Sartell. And the Stearns County Classic, Lake Henry and St. Martin hosting this classic for 15 years. Started on Friday night, I mentioned, the Martins with an 8-2 league victory over Lake Henry. They started things out Friday night. And then on Saturday, each site had ball games on Saturday in St. Martin. It was Starbuck 3-2 over Litchfield, and Foley defeated the Cold Spring Springers 9-3 on Saturday. It was the Cold Spring Springers over St. Martin 4-3, and in the nightcap at St. Martin, the Cold Spring Rockies over Foley 3-1. Over in Lake Henry on Saturday, it was New London Spicer over the Cold Spring Rockies 5-0. On Saturday, New London Spicer defeated Litchfield 3-2, and it was Starbuck over Lake Henry 5-1 on Saturday. Sunday's games had the Cold Spring Springers in St. Martin. They defeated the New London Spicer Twins 9-1 today. Litchfield and St. Martin, they ended up tying 2-2 after seven innings there. Lake Henry, games taking place today, Foley defeated Starbuck 6-4, and it was the Cold Spring Rockies over Lake Henry 6-1 today. Those are Stearns County League Classic scores for you. We'll take one more break on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll look at some scheduled games for the coming week, and we will also announce our Chasm Game of the Week. It's all coming up after these messages.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest Hard Serve Ice Cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? the smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions, better than any formula yet, delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as a supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule for next weekend over in the County Line League. Painesville, they got a couple games scheduled. On Saturday, they'll be at Starbuck at 7:30 Saturday night, and then they will be at Spicer on Sunday at 1:30. That's the Painesville Pirates schedule. Regal, they'll be at home against Starbuck. Regal will on Sunday at 1:30 over in the County Line League. In the Stearns County League coming up next week, Stearns County on Saturday in the Stearns County League. These games are coming up Saturday, June the 9th. It'll be Greenwald at El Rosa. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Roscoe will be at St. Martin at 8:15 Friday night. And then on Saturday, Greenwald at Roscoe. That's a 1:30 game. Greenwald at Roscoe on Saturday at 1:30. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Meyer Grove at Spring Hill. They're going to play that at 11 o'clock. Meyer Grove at Spring Hill at 11 o'clock on Sunday, June 11th. New Munich will be at Richmond at 1:30, Spring Hill at Meyer Grove at 1:30 on Sunday over in the Stearns County League. Over in the Victory League, what do we got coming up next weekend in the Victory League? On Friday night, it'll be Nisswa. They are hosting St. Clair. And then on Saturday in the Victory League, we have Buckman will be taking on St. Martin over in Avon, and that's on Saturday in the Victory League. On Saturday, it'll be Foley at Piers. We have Royalton at Buckman on Sunday in the Victory League. That's a noon start. That Foley and Piers game's at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, Aiken will be at Nisswa at 1:30. We have the Piers Lakers. They will host Fort Ripley at 1:30 on Sunday in the Victory League. A few other games coming up on Wednesday night. You want to be over in Freeport. Freeport taking on the Avon Lakers. It's the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour. They'll play at 6:30 on Wednesday night over in Freeport, Avon and Freeport. Town Ball Fox 9 Tour there. That's, again, going on Wednesday night at 6:30. On Friday night, Sobieski will be in Avon taking on the Lakers. on Saturday in the Victory League. We have St. Wendell at Flensburg at 1:30. St. Wendell at Flensburg at 1:30. St. Stephen at Freeport taking on the Black Sox on Saturday at 7:30. And then on Sunday, Flensburg, they'll be at Upsala at 1:30. St. Stephen at Swanville at 1:30 on Sunday over in that Victory League. So a lot of ball games there. Over in the Sauk Valley League, coming up on Saturday, it'll be the Sauk Rapids Cyclones at Albertville. That's a 6 o'clock game on Saturday night. Sauk Rapids Cyclones at Albertville. And then on Sunday, it'll be the Sartell Muskies. They'll be at Sauk Rapids taking on the Cyclones. That's a Sunday game at 1:30. And over in the county line, or the Central Valley League, Central Valley League, what do we got going on? Lots of games in the Central Valley. Two next weekend. We're going to Eden Valley, our Chasm Game of the Week on Friday night, 7:30. It'll be Luxembourg in town taking on the Hawks. We'll have that game here on KASM. It's the Chasm Game of the Week. Luxembourg at Eden Valley as we go to the Central Valley League this week. Other games on the docket for the Central Valley League coming up on Saturday. St. Nick will be at Kimball. That's a 1 o'clock start. St. Nick at Kimball. That's 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then St. Nick, they will host Watkins at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So Watkins at St. Nick, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Also on Sunday, St. Augusta will be at Luxembourg. That's a 2 o'clock start. St. Augusta at Luxembourg, 2 o'clock there on Sunday. So busy weekend coming up, amateur baseball here in central Minnesota. I want to thank you for joining us tonight here on the Dick Putz Show. That will do it for now. Again, you can listen to a replay. Kirby will put the Dick Putz Show online at mychasm.com. You'll get that done sometime tomorrow. You can listen to a rebroadcast if you want to at mychasm.com. I want to thank Joyce for producing our Dick Putz Show back at our studios in Albany tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.